Are you a doctor who is overwhelmed, stressed out, and underpaid? Learn to monetize your medical degree beyond the hospital walls and turn your purpose into profit. It's time to create the freedom that you truly deserve. So grab a pen and get ready to gain momentum with Chief Medical Mogul, Dr. Dre.
Hello, Medical Moguls. Our guest today is Dr. Dietrich. Dr. Dietrich L. Gorman was born in a Midwestern city in Indiana. She graduated with her bachelor's degree from Purdue University, master's degree at Indiana University, and attended medical school in Stratford, New Jersey, Rowan University, where she earned her medical degree. She went back to her hometown in Fort Wayne to complete her family medicine residency. Out of the residency, she was recruited to a small West Texas town where she currently practices full scope medicine, pediatrics, obstetrics, adults, inpatient, and outpatient. During her years of acquiring her education and practicing medicine, not only did her responsibilities and life experiences increase, but so did her stress levels. She got a breaking point and realization that she couldn't continue like that anymore. And she wanted to help other stressed out workers not get to that point. She decided to learn how to relax, implementing strategies in the workplace for stress reduction. Being a physician, she knows the health benefits of managing chronic stress. She has also dedicated herself to helping those individuals who are stressed out at work learn how to relax in order to live a more healthier, productive, and fulfilled lives. In addition to being one of America's most respected family medicine physicians, Dr. Dietrich is also a three-time best-selling author, speaker, consultant, blogger, podcaster, and serial entrepreneur. Dr. Dietrich is America's relaxation doctor. Dr. Dietrich, welcome to the Monetize Your Medical Degree podcast.
Woohoo! Hi, Dr. Dre. Thank you very much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
I love that energy. We're starting out great. I love it. Thank you for coming on the show. So I've already shared your bio, but tell our doctors the real story. Give us the real story behind Dr. Dietrich. Where did you start? Like, tell me everything.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Dre, again. And so I know you mentioned a little bit about my upbringing. I was raised in a small town in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I've always wanted to be a doctor. And I just knew at a young age that I wanted to be a doctor. One of the things I knew is that I had to want to help people and I had to be smart and all that stuff. So I made up my mind with the encouragement of my mom to just go for it, just to follow my dream and follow my heart. And after all those many hard years of work and determination and the support of my family, I finally got into medical school. I took a journey all by myself to Stratford, New Jersey. It was just me and my dog, and we were just going to conquer the world. And what happened was, in medical school, it's typically a four-year journey, and the first 2 years are dedicated to being in the classroom. The second 2 years, you're actually experiencing life as what a doctor would be, but of course you're a medical student. So all that responsibility isn't yours, it's shared. One of the things I can honestly remember is that we weren't really taught how to deal with stress in medical school or in residency for that fact. We were just told that we needed to be a more rounded people, but we never were taught like strategies on how to reduce our stress. So after my medical school, I actually went back to my hometown in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I completed my residency there. But during that time, I had more responsibility put upon me. Not only was I taking care of my own patients, I was having to be responsible for the younger interns and the residents that were underneath me. Again, we weren't really talked about or taught how to manage our stress in residency. We didn't have any strategies that were taught to us. So one of the things that I would have to admit that I did find time to do here and there was to get a massage. And it's one of the most relaxing things that I could think of that I can do. But after residency, I got recruited to this town where I am right now. And now the stress is a lot worse because now it's on me. I'm the responsible one. I'm responsible for the patients. I'm responsible for taking care of everybody. And as you can imagine, this can be very stress provoking. All right. So there have been many times where, and I typically am just a happy, bubbly, you know, go-getter kind of person, but on the inside, I was actually feeling very, very stressed. I got to the point where I was being very unorganized. I was sleep deprived, tired, just unproductive, overwhelmed, all that stuff. And I knew that really wasn't me. There were actually a few times where I would actually go to the restroom in the middle of my workday and just kind of break down and cry because it just got to be too much. I was getting snappish on people and I just knew this wasn't me. So one day I kind of had my breaking point that you talked about in my introduction, in which my nurse aide came to me and she sat across from my desk and she asked me, "Dr. Gorman, is there anything I can do to help you?" Well, at this time, I'm on call, I'm feeling stressed, overwhelmed, desk a mess, you know, just in pain, you know, all that stuff. And I looked at her and I said, "Well, there's nothing that anyone can do to help me." She then looked at me and I'm like, "Well, what?" And she said she was very concerned about that statement that I gave her because it's a statement that people make when they feel that there's no way out, a statement that a person might make if they're contemplating killing themselves. And here I am at this moment. I felt like very embarrassed. I felt very shocked, you know, that I could even actually think about that. Meaning that I used to be a person that kind of would judge person, a person that would take their lives, thinking how selfish could they be to leave people behind. And it was at this point, I was like, wow, I can actually see where someone they felt that they didn't have a way out and they were actually contemplating. So here I am with my mom at the time. She was still alive. She was encouraging me. My sisters who loved me, my fiance who loved me and supported me. And I felt like no one knew where I was coming from. And I didn't really feel that I had anybody to talk to about it. So yes, I was in that dark place. But I did have that realization at that time that even in that low point, I knew I wasn't going to do that, but I knew I had to come out of it. I needed to shift my mind. I needed to become more positive, get more organized, reduce my stress for sure, because the stress was still going to be there, but I needed to know how to manage it. And I did realize that I wasn't managing my stress well. I was, you know, not eating the best. I mean, it was just kind of a whole mess, Dr. Dre. But kind of at this moment as well, three powerful things came to me. One was that I never, ever wanted to feel this way again. I was just so tired of being stressed out and anxious about everything. When I wasn't at work, I was thinking about what did I miss being at work. You know, when I wasn't on call, I was still waiting on the phone if someone was gonna call me, because they still called me when I wasn't on call. It was just a mess. I knew it wasn't any way that I wanted to live. The second thing was that I actually returned from a conference in Atlanta. A particular conference had caught my attention about being able to go beyond your medical degree and find your passion again for life and what you wanted to do with your life and start a business. And so that was a life-altering conference that I went to. It just happened to be your conference. And then finally, I discovered in that conference that one of the purposes in my life is to actually go out there and help other stressed out individuals, especially pertaining in the work environment, because a lot of people who are going to work have their different stressors. They're with different people, different personalities, different mindsets, the boss, all that stuff. And that can definitely cause a lot of stress. And so I wanted to specifically at this time go in the work environment and help these people not get to that dark place that I was in because of their stressors. So I wanted to get out there spreading the knowledge that stress doesn't literally have to kill you. Being a physician, I know what long-term stress can do to a person. And I wanted to be out there and educate the other people to help them realize that they can just find ways to learn how to relax so they don't get into that dark place that I was once at, and then also to help improve their health. So that's kind of my story, Dr. Dre. That's why I coined myself America's Relaxation Doctor, because I know that finding ways to learn how to relax amidst all of the stresses that are out there can definitely improve your life, improve your mind, and just improve your overall health.
Dr. Dietrich, so you just said that you were so stressed out, you actually were contemplating suicide. It was that bad for you in that place. So because of that, you were like, hey, I can't let America be like this. I have to find a way to help them like you've helped yourself.
Right.
So what has been, that's powerful. That's a powerful story there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a story I tell, you know, when asked, but, you know, it does come from a place of, you know, hurt and, you know, denial, because at one point I was just like, no, I'm just getting through it, but I really wasn't getting through it. You know what I mean? And so I just really had to point the finger at myself and just know that I wanted to make a change and not keep continuing the way I was continuing.
So what has been the most difficult part of your journey thus far?
I would say, as far as from a standpoint of being a medical mogul and being a physician, I would actually say that it would be trying to have better time management skills. Because to be honest with you, I really wish I could just really taper off being a doctor and focus on my purpose this way, even though part of my purpose is being a doctor, but I'm just so enthralled with wanting to get out there and spread the message and dedicate a lot of my time to building that up. So I would say that time management, being able to put both of the things on my schedule so that I can eventually taper down being an active practicing physician and focus on more on being America's relaxation doctor. So I would say that's the most difficult part of the journey thus far, is having the right, or having the amount of time that I need, or that I feel that I need to dedicate to both, but mostly being America's relaxation doctor.
So what has been the number one way you have monetized your medical degree?
Well, thank you for asking. I would say right now, the number one way I've monetized my medical degree is selling my books. So I have a best-selling book about dealing with stress in the workplace called Relaxed and Ready. I also came out with a coloring book that I'm very proud of as well, which is also an Amazon bestseller. And this is actually a tool that people can use actually in and out of the work setting when they're on their breaks, to help focus their mind in creating something fun and calm, as well as obtaining one of the inspirational quotes that I've put on the coloring book. So selling both of my books at this time has been the number one way I've monetized my medical degree.
I love your coloring book. You know, it's in my bag. Good. And every time I just have some, I'm away from people or I need to reflect, I get out your color book and I actually color. People look at me very, like, and if I'm in the airport, people look at me, they're like, why is this adult man coloring? But it's all good.
You know, people really underestimate that value of coloring, because it's actually a great relaxation tool. It helps you focus your mind on the task at hand. You're creating something beautiful. You can block out negative thoughts. I mean, it's just a great way to learn how to relax. And that's just one of the ways that I promote relaxation. But yes, and thank you very much.
So advice to doctors who are listening, what is the first step that they need to do in order to monetize their medical degree? The first step.
The first step, in my opinion, is definitely find something that you're very passionate about and something that you love, and then actually have a plan to implement it and to get help in implementing it.
So how do you get help with implementing that?
So you get help by finding a wonderful team. First off, looking within yourself and determining this is something that you really want to do. The second way is to actually have a group of people or a team or a great support system that's behind you that want to help propel you up to accomplish your goals.
Got it. So tell me a little bit about your support system. Who are the people that support you to help you reach your goals?
So my support system is definitely my medical moguls community. I have an accountability partner, in which we bounce ideas off of each other, we get positive feedback. And then I also have my family, okay? They're there to support me, there to bring me up when I might be feeling down that day, or actually if I'm unmotivated, hey, it's time to get up there and get it done. So those are definitely my support people. I'm so appreciative.
Oh, we love you, Dr. Dietrich. So how can doctors who are interested in learning more about your products, your programs, your services, your coloring books, your other books, how can they find out more about you and staying in touch with you?
Well, you can actually find me on all social media. I'm actually located on LinkedIn, Facebook, you know, Twitter, Instagram, all those things. But to actually find out more about me, I have a website, and it's drdietrichg.com. I also have another website called americasrelaxationdoctor.com. So you can find me there.
All right. And Dr. Dietrich, Dietrich is D-E-I-T-R-I-C-K, doctors who are listening. Well, Dr. Dietrich, thank you so much for coming on the Monetize Your Medical Degree podcast show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Any last words for our listeners?
Thank you very much, Dr. Dre, for having me. It's been an honor being on your podcast. The last parting thoughts that I have is that life definitely is full of stressors, is full of challenges, but you have to stay the course and follow your dream and follow your passion, no matter what happens in your life, what tragedies happen, what good things happen, what bad things happen. You just have to stay the course and keep going.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Dr. Dietrich. We will definitely be watching you in the future.
Thank you, Dr. Dre.
Doctors, thank you so much for listening to the Monetize Your Medical Degree podcast with Dr. Dre. What was your big takeaway? What action are you going to take today? Remember, every action is one more step towards the lifestyle of freedom that you deserve. To get started now, visit medicalmoguls.com. That's medical, M-O-G-U-L-S.com. We'll see you next time.